Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Gwen Sheltimer, my co-host Felicity Sidnell-Reed, and our guest this week, Richard Grove, more usually known as Ty. Each week at this time, we visit with a local author who sometimes, as it is this week, is an artist, a photographer, and a publisher as well. This is the second time we've interviewed Ty, and today we want to talk to him about one particular aspect of his wide-ranging work as the founder and president of the CCLA. That's the Canada-Cuban Literary Alliance. We'll hear a little bit about his life. We'll find out why he's devoted such a considerable portion of his time to this organization, and we'll give an opportunity to read from some of the writing from that organization's publication, which they call The Ambassador. So we're very pleased to have Ty with us today. Welcome, Ty. Ty is a prolific writer with many books to his credit. His artwork is displayed in more than 30 corporate collections across Canada, and his photography has graced many book covers and illustrated many more. He has had more than 100 poems published in anthologies and journals around the world, and has won several awards for his poetry. And of course, he's the publisher at Hidden Brook Press, which publishes poetry, fiction, and many anthologies. In recent years, Ty has written 3 books of memoir, including photography and poems about Cuba. He also blogs about Cuba at www.cubablog.hiddenbrookpress.com. So, Ty, how did you come to be so interested in Cuba, and what prompted you to found the Canada-Cuba Literary Alliance?
Well, the story goes back to looking for a cheap holiday. That's basically what happened. Kim and I had a 10-day window for a holiday. We looked in the newspaper, and 3 days later, we were on a beach in Cuba because it was the cheapest holiday, basically. And we're really glad that we ended up in Cuba because we ended up making a lot of friends over the years. Because Kim and I are both editors, writers, publishers, we made a lot of literary friends. And we just kind of naturally gravitated to that ilk of person. So that's how we ended up in Cuba. Well, then I ended up doing a workshop in Cuba, a poetry workshop. And then I collected all of the work and put those poems from my new Cuban friends into a book. I think the book was titled No Love Lost. Then, of course, after the book was published and launched in Canada, I took a copy or a few copies to Cuba, and we did a reading with all of the authors that were in the book. Then that just spurred things on to snowball into bigger and bigger and better.
That's really interesting, but how does the organization work and what are its aims?
Well, we have a Canadian president, and that's me. And I am like Fidel Castro. I am not going to give up the presidency until I decide. So Fidel, it took him almost 60 years to give up the presidency. The vice president is not Raul Castro, he is Manuel Velasquez Leon, and he is in Cuba. Whether he takes over from me or whether I pass it on to another literary brother, we'll have to decide on that way down the road. We've got a whole bunch of people across Canada and in Cuba that have the dubious title of being the ambassadors of the CCLA. So they are listed on our website and people contact them to get information, membership application forms, and learn about the CCLA.
Tell us a little about The Ambassador, the publication from the CCLA.
We are grassroots. We do whatever sprouts up. So we do and have always published a literary journal called The Ambassador. That is in English and Spanish. Every issue is in English and Spanish. We feature Cuban and Canadian authors in every issue. Jose Marti is the Cuban ambassador, and he is always with one poem in the back of every issue. And Al Purdy is the Canadian ambassador, and he is there with at least one poem in the back of every issue also. Now, Al Purdy and Jose Marti are actually sitting smoking a Cuban cigar somewhere in the ether somewhere, I'm sure.
Well, it's lovely that you acknowledge them even though they're gone, and we'll talk a little bit more about that a bit later. But right now, I think we should hear some of the poems that are in The Ambassador. The first one we're going to hear is actually one of your poems, Ty, and it's called Sparks from Love's Kisses. Sparks from Love's Kisses. My darling, remember those thousands of fireflies we saw on that June night? Holding hands, we were walking in the dark, home, down the hill, toward the lake. A slight cool breeze in the stillness, rustled leaves, stirring grass. Thousands of fireflies blinked in the almost pitch dark, with silhouettes of trees floating against a new black sky. The air was full. Remember the aroma of spring that wafted from the blossomed trees? A distant train bawled its muffled warning in the veil of iridescent mist. Remember the fireflies, sparks from love's kisses, flickers of divine inspiration emanating from the inner universe of divine spirit. Now, of course, your poem, like all the poems in The Ambassador, is also translated into Spanish, but I'm not able to read it that way, and I'm not sure there are too many listeners out there who will understand Spanish poetry. So I think we'll just stick with the English. But the next poem that I'm going to read from The Ambassador, and this is the latest issue of The Ambassador, issue number 12, is a poem from one of the Cuban poets, and his name is Raúl Vera Delgado. It, of course, appears first in Spanish, because that is how it was written. But for our program today, I will read the English translation, which also appears in the book. But first of all, I think a little bit about Raúl himself. Raúl Vera Delgado was born in Holguín in Cuba. He started to write songs in the 1990s, and mostly when he writes poetry, he writes about love and feelings in its widest sense, and about life from a third-person perspective. And the poem of his that I'm going to read is called The Boat. The boat, softly swinging over quiet waters, as in the small hours, there is my island gently floating, calmly in the Caribbean, like a boat resting. I, a fisherman, leaning on the gunwale, looking at the sky with the illusion that the storm will not wrinkle the morning's terse skin that horizon foreshadows. Stars, like the eyes of children who left and look in amazement at the glittering waters, reflect the dreams of lovers who will never come back, but who still dream forever with a love, enough love, to never end or wither, or change or dissolve like a mirage that is renewed in time, and it's only love with different lustres that links us with God in an endless feeling that flows eternally to the end of time. And next in this segment, I'll read another poem from a Cuban poet, this time a lady called Miriam Estrella Vera Delgado. Miriam Estrella Vera Delgado was also born in Holguín, Cuba. She began writing in the 90s and started with short stories, but since 2005, she has started writing poetry. In 2010, her poetry book, From the Heart, was published by J. Graham Publishing in Canada. And in 2011, a selection of her poems were published in the bilingual anthology of two Canadian and two Cuban poets called Taste of the Rainbow. And the poem I'm going to read is called Of Butterflies. Of Butterflies. And this poem is for Adonai. My coquette butterfly flew far, far away, without colors or reflections. She left my rosebush. That butterfly came without her rosebush, remained dressed in colors, fluttering in the void, and filled this, my place, with sunflowers and love. And to end this segment, we'll finish with a Canadian poet. he actually had quite a lot to do with this issue of the ambassador, because each issue features a well-known Canadian poet, and it was James's job in this issue to select poems from the feature poet, who we'll hear about a little bit later. But now let me read you one of James Deal's poems, and it's called Cardinal. The day after the Iroquois left Halifax for the Persian Gulf, the cardinal returned to my black locust. I did not see him, but heard his call before dawn as I went out to bring in the news of the coming war. I did not see him, only his song told of the coming spring, of his joy at being here, each season as fresh as cardinal's flight. A new war for a new century? No, the same old war turning round and round again. Still, that cardinal's voice filled the bare branches with light to bring this February morning into being. And now we'll take a short break.